Okay, we here. Back again.
Yo, what up?
So, here we go. Today, we still ain't got a theme song. Or an opening tune or whatever. But, we do have top five, not in any order specifically, of the top classic type episodes, I'd say, of Always Sunny. And it's only going to be through the first 10 seasons because with 16 seasons, there's just so much in that.
So much content. Yeah. To boil it down to five is going to take hours worth of work.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, five is really a small number for a show that has just so many hits. Like, from Charlie Catches a Leprechaun to, oh my gosh, Charlie McDennis 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Gang Gets Racist.
Oh, so many classic episodes. Matt Got Fat. But with that being said, we're going to go ahead and move into that. So, you want to start us off? You going to let me start us off?
I'll let you start with
the first one. Okay, I'll start off with the first one. I'd say the one that I'd say is one of my all-time favorites. That anytime I can load that one up, watch it. And it's always hilarious, no matter how many times I've seen it. Every time is The Gang Goes to the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, that is definitely one of my favorites. It has a very, I guess, fun type of atmosphere about the episode, but it's still the, you know, classic what can go wrong, and everything does go wrong. Plus having the waitress pop up, that was pretty dope.
Yeah, and are you stalking me? And Charlie does stalk her.
Right.
And I like the I liked how, oh, it was a terrible time for some, and then it flipped the whole script that, like, right, you know, the ones that did have a great
Frank
time.
Frank had his great time this time around, and the D and Dennis had to suffer.
And the most shocking part of the whole episode, everybody knows about what happens under the boardwalk.
Yeah, that was a bit much. I don't think they needed to really take it that far, but who else wouldn't?
The first time I saw this shit, dude, I fell out laughing. So, because it's not what you're expecting. It's just like in there and you're like, what the f-? How did they get away with putting that on TV?
I don't think many people were watching it at that time.
It's insane. Insane.
I guess for me, I would say, I don't know. See, this is why, man.
It's hard. You just stalled out. I was like,
I guess the World Series defense. I think that's a classic episode because it has a lot of their plotting and scheming that they're, you know, always quick to turn into a comedic goal. Mac trying to scale, or thinking he can scale, the side of the building as well as the stadium. Like, that's just ridiculous.
they passed out in the pest control. The fumigation. And one of my favorite parts of the episode was Charlie pushing Dennis out in front of that car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then they get into the push-up competition. I can do more push-ups than you, even though I just was hit by a car. Yeah, I think that one had a lot of good comedic, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't even remember now. See, this is what happens when you smoke weed and ask me questions.
This comedic situations that was, speaking of. There it is.
I mean, it's already got me distracted. Sure, let's distract me anymore. But yeah, the World Series defense. The judge is hilarious too. The fact that she sits through all that shit just to have, you know, just to have them realize that the case is such ridiculous, she's gonna charge them anyway for the fucking fines. It's, yeah. I'm a fan of black judges. That too.
Was that the same episode?
No, that's the same episode.
I was about to say, but I was like, what?
They always have black judges in their episodes.
I never realized that. I guess because there's only like a couple episodes where they're in court. It's not like, right. You know, something where I was like, oh yeah, I'm watching to make sure they're black. Yeah. Like, it's just like, you know.
Huge fan of black judges, that's all. But, yeah, what's your next
one? Okay. The next one I'm going to have to say is, The Gang Hits the Road.
Yeah, that's one I can turn on at all times. Yeah, just the way that everything is that could go wrong on a simple trip does go wrong. You know, showcases there that black cloud that's hanging over this group of five fucking crazy, selfish, egotistical, maniacal, you know, human beings. That even when they're trying to do something as simple as hop in the car and go for a road trip, everything has to go fucking wrong.
Oh my god, dude. That episode is so hilarious to me. Like, everything about it. Like, from them stopping in the... what was that? What do you call it? The Haglin,
the gypsy hangout spot.
Yeah, he was like, this guy will gladly pay this, but I will gladly
haggle
it.
Yeah, they went to the Italian market.
And then my favorite part of the whole episode, because everything is funny, from D throwing the piss out the window and hitting fucking Mac in the face,
so,
and everything.
Do you think she should be throwing jars of piss out the window?
And see,
or is it his fault for having the window?
But that, no, because that gets into this gets into a whole different thing, because is it okay to piss in the car where it's a whole fucking car full of people?
I mean, if everybody's asleep, fuck yeah. I would. Everybody else is asleep. I definitely piss in a bottle.
I guess you're right, because I've done some shit that's a little bit more debaucherous than piss.
So. Sometimes you gotta fucking go. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, and the people was awake, and when I in my situation, it wasn't around. Even like.
Yeah, I don't know.
that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, but yeah, when they find Dennis and Charlie passed out.
That's the part. And see, that's why it's so funny, is because it's you get D throwing the piss out the window and hitting Mac in the face, and that shit's fucking hilarious right there. And then it leads to Charlie and Dennis being like, so it's just like, you're already laughing, and then that part, it just goes over, and then what it is, it's just so over the top that you're just like, oh my god. Like,
yeah, it had good writing. Joke writing was very clever. Must have been a glaze on the wicker or something, because, you know, it passed out instantly.
Oh my god, that's... That episode is so fun. And then the kid steals the car at the end.
Right.
And he's gone. oh, poor baby. They're gonna eat you alive in Hollywood.
Just another example of Mac's ocular pat down failing to work.
Yeah, yo, oh, Country Mac was fucking hilarious about that. It actually worked.
Right, he was actually able to pull it off, but Mac's never been able to pull it off.
Yeah, that's just, Country Mac was everything that Mac couldn't, wasn't.
Yeah, that, and that's how it is. Like, you start talking about one episode, it leads you to another episode, it leads you to another episode, and the whole series is just fucking fantastic.
Yeah, I started going off on another one about completely other episode. What's the next one, man?
What about Gun Fever 2? Still hot. When they go to the school with the saber and the...
Yeah, I was going to say, is that the one where he's like, try to shoot me and I'm going to dodge you with the sword. And yeah. We're going to protect the school.
We want to protect your school. He brought along a pistol, which is ridiculous. I brought along a saber.
Yeah, that's a classic episode. I'd say that is a good one.
Yeah.
That one, I honestly, I don't watch that one as much as I watch some of the other ones. It's a good one, but I think I like the... I can't even remember what the first Gun Fever was, so I...
The first one,
that was Frank with the gun, wasn't it?
Ah, shit.
Is that the
one? I thought the first one was when they bought the gun, when they got robbed, like, way back in the first series. I think it was first or second series. I can't remember, like I said. There's so many episodes.
Sometimes but they blend like together.
Specifically, yeah, I like specifically Gun Fever too, because Dennis and Dee are hanging out, you know, and I think combining those two characters together really amps up the narcissism and the sneakiness and the, you know, the conspiracy of it all, like. Putting those two together, you know they're gonna fucking come up with the most off the wall way to do, you know, a simple plan. So, yeah.
Whenever those two get together, though, it reminds me of like two snooty rich kids that don't know the world and think they know everything about the world, and right. So they're gonna go out there and fucking do it, and they fail so hard.
Right, they never get it right. When Dee gets called up for her background check. And she's like, you know, you like one bitch on fire and you never hear the end of it.
Yeah, I like that.
Since
like,
here, you've been in a mental institution. Well, I like not by choice.
I liked how they brought in the school. It was the same school that they had from when they did the Lethal Weapon episode.
Right. Yeah, that's
the Lethal Weapon 5.
And the principal, when he got kicked out of the other school, he turned out to be the principal at the new school that they was trying to protect.
Yeah, that was... I always like that when they bring back classic characters like that, they have, like, an interaction with, and that interaction causes them to get, like, fired or... some type of negative backlash for whatever, and then that leads to
a lot of people fired.
Yeah, that leads to them going to this next job or whatever, and then that leads them into another episode down the line of where they ended up and what's going on with them.
Man, see, like I'm, you said pick five, like what five?
Is it your pick or is it my pick?
I think it's on you.
You think it's on me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how would you feel about Mac and Dennis, Manhunters?
That shit was hilarious. Cricket is one of the best fucking side characters.
The transformation of Cricket is fucking amazing. If you look at what he looks like without all that shit on, You're just like, holy shit, man. Like,
yeah, he starts out simple, and then they just ruin his entire life to the point where he just becomes a disgusting vagrant.
Where he has, like, half his face burned from the fire. Like, I like that they keep, like, every scar from everything, on him still, like...
Yeah, but he still maintains a positive, you know, kind of, you know, I'm gonna keep going and see what happens kind of way of life, so... But yeah, that one was a good one.
Yeah, that... I liked the, hey... We got monkey.
Yeah, one monkey, please. Yeah, and they think that they're gonna, you know, that they're turning into cannibals and shit. Like, that Mac or D and Charlie, they work well together, too.
Who am I to judge? I like his popsicle stick up my ass or yogurt up my ass and a popsicle stick up my mouth.
Yeah, I'm weird, says the guy with yogurt up his ass. Like, yeah, Dennis, or not Dennis, but D and Charlie, they work well together, their characters. Yeah. Usually, you know, come up with some funny shit to get into. Green Man, and when she was doing her Martina Martinez shit, like, but yeah, that was a good one. I like that one.
Yeah. Dennis and Mac, whenever they get together, it's normally some just weird, just fucking...
psychological manipulation, like... Dennis puppet master and Mac, and the, you know, handling all the details of the plan that he's hatched up.
But Dennis and, Dennis again. Fucking Charlie and Dee, whenever they get together, it's always, like... Always, it's on some funny ass shit. Like when he was like, I don't know, eat the cat food and you snort sniff the glue, it fucking has some strange reaction.
Yeah,
every time they have an interaction, it's just like, oh my god.
I think it escalates because, you know, Charlie's pretty much almost retarded and Dee's not really that bright themselves. So the two of them trying to put something together, like, it's gonna be half-assed, like, not very well thought up.
Yeah, dude, have you tried letting go of the trap?
No.
Yeah.
Cat in the wall. Like, yeah, Dee and Charlie, they go well together. I don't know.
What's your next one? You're like, oh, that's a hard choice.
Yeah, running out of options.
But I mean, like we stated many times, it's such a good show that having five to pick out of just saying, oh, those are my top five classic episodes, that's something hard to say.
The worst bar in America.
I like Patty's Pub. I like Patty's Pub.
Let the record show the favorite place to go. Yeah, that shit. Like, when he, at the very end, when he's just like, I really don't like this guy, and he smashes over my head. That shit, that's classic Charlie, just like wild card shit. You know, that, I love that episode. Yeah. You fucking have to take him to the bathroom. Mac, me and you, we touch his dick. Remember this? Oh, we're not going to talk about this. I don't even want to see that guy right now. Like, yeah, that episode.
I like the songs that came out of that episode.
Yeah.
Because even though this wasn't a spider, there's a spider.
Like, even myself.
There's nothing about spiders or anything in that. Right. That's great. Do the song again, Charlie. There's a spider.
Yeah, it showcases, you know, Charlie at his lowest, his everyday, just high out of his mind, just going along life in a fucking fairy tale fantasy land where, you know, he just makes up stories and characters and shit.
Yeah, it's... I never realized that he could play the piano so well until so many, like, episodes like that.
Yeah.
Where he's just jamming on the piano, and I was like, is that... Because, you know, so many times you see people playing, and it's...
Yeah, it's just, you know, background. Yeah. No, they, he's very good musically. I heard a lot of the songs are original. He helped write the songs and shit like that. And they did that Broadway
thing. Day Man.
Yeah.
Fighter of the Night Man.
That, that's another good episode, too.
That's an honorable mention for me. That's a great episode, man. Like, and it's...
I think that's probably one of the most highest ranked episodes as far as
I would say so, because they even did the Broadway play type thing.
Yeah.
Like, not on actually, Broadway, but...
They actually did it in theaters and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think to see that shit would have been fucking...
Oh, I'm sure that shit would have been hilarious. Hilarious. Dude. Oh, man, get up there and fucking on some shrooms. What?
Everybody in there singing. Everybody be everybody. You know, everybody was singing. Damon, fighter of the night, man.
Yeah, it's good shit.
Yeah, that's it. That song right there, that shit is like the theme of fucking Always Sunny down here. And that, yeah, that's.
So was that 4 for me, or was that 5?
Was that 4 or was that 5? I went first. And the last one, I don't even remember what the last one I did was the Manhunters. So that would only be 3. We're on 4.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think, yeah. Yeah, and I asked, yeah, I don't know what your 3rd, because your 3rd. See,
I don't even. I couldn't even tell you the ones I've listed already. Let's see. Gun Fever 2. World Series Defense. What was the last one I just said?
That's it, isn't it?
What was the one I just said, though?
The one you just... No, I said Mac and Dennis Manhunters. Did you just say one?
Yeah, I was talking about...
Oh, yeah. You did say one. And see...
Worst bar in America.
Yeah, Patty's Pub. Okay, yeah. Oh, man, see?
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to keep focused sometimes.
That's how it happens. It's... But see, my... Next one that I'm gonna throw on the list is You See.
Which one?
It's the fucking The Massacre. The Wedding Massacre.
Oh, the Ponderosa Massacre.
Oh my god. Because it's got some of my favorite characters in there.
Yeah.
Any episode that Jimmy Simpson's in.
Yeah.
Of any show.
Of course,
I'm down to watch. And then his character in the show.
It's so weird and creepy and yeah, that was.
Oh my god!
That was a good highlight of the strangeness that is the McPoyles and the Ponderosas. Yeah, that was a funny episode.
Yeah, that episode was, I really liked that one. That one was, and it's like a horror-esque type episode, and you know how I am about horror shit anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really horror, you know, it's funny shit, but it's, you know.
Yeah, the fact that Dennis, you know, couldn't control himself. Everything's going crazy around him, and he still finds time to fucking sleep with his ex-wife. And then afterwards, tell her that her boob job was fucking terrible.
Marine, you've enhanced yourself.
it's fucking...
I told you I was willing to change. I didn't know you meant physically.
Shows just how, you know, dark psychologically and manipulatively how and bad of a person he is. Yeah, like, he's a really shady fucking character.
That's why he's my favorite character. Oh my god,
he's a dangerous character. I can see why you like him. Like,
oh my god,
he's nobody was surprised when Maureen came up dead. It's pretty obvious why.
Yeah. He's one of my favorite characters. Or he is my favorite character. Out of the whole bunch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. I can say...
I would say probably D is my favorite character.
D is your favorite?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think that D would be, like, anybody's favorite, but, like, like maybe a girl's favorite or something, like...
Why? Because she's a girl? Like, D is, like...
Because...
That character that's just as crazy as Dennis.
But because it's just as sexist as it seems. That's why for me.
Right, but she's kind of dumb as Charlie, but she's, you know, willing to do anything and everything. So, yeah, I think some of the shit she gets herself into, that like how she tries to control and manipulate the waitress and shit like that, like she's... I think she's a pretty interesting character for the show. But yeah, that was sexist as hell to think that I couldn't pick D as my favorite character.
Well, see, this is also the way that I think that it breaks down on, like, the likability of characters, or I guess people's favorites of their characters. I think it goes... Why did you give me this fucking candy? You see?
I didn't tell you to eat it, man.
No.
Well, why are you having...
No, this? I don't... No, see, this is the thing. I don't even want to hear this shit.
It's not me. I didn't put it in.
Why the...
You opened it, not me.
You know. Just like I know about you.
I have some self-control, my brother.
You ate one.
Yeah, but I did it before we started.
I couldn't stop. I was like, oh. I kept seeing it over there. I had opened it, and I just like...
Couldn't control yourself.
No, I couldn't. Not at all. That shit was sitting right there. I was like, oh, my God. You didn't put that there. I put that there.
I know, but it's still a test, and you failed it.
Oh, my God. Like, that shit.
No.
That Airheads...
You gotta get back on track. Sweet D has a heart attack.
Oh.
When she's trying to get insurance, or Charlie and Mac are trying to get insurance, and Charlie starts working the mail room, and starts fucking going crazy and shit. That's hilarious.
There is no Carol in the shop.
So I knock on the door and I say, Carol, Carol, but there is no Carol in HR. It's like, not only do all these people exist, but they've been asking for the mail. That's all anybody can talk about. Yeah, that shit was hilarious.
It's like, not only are they real, they are pissed.
Charlie was fantastic in that episode.
Charlie, see, but that's... That goes back to what I was trying to say before I got interrupted about the fucking candy. Yeah. But the breakdown for people's favorites, I think, is because of those antics like that and how he can steal the show like that sometimes. Mm. I think Charlie is everybody's, not everybody's favorite, but a majority of the people's favorites.
Right.
And so I think it goes from Charlie to Frank, to Dennis, to Mac, to D. And I guess that's why I And I don't know if that's for I don't there's I don't I've never seen a yeah I've never yeah. seen a stat right. thing breakdown of that or anything. That's just how in my mind it seemed for the main cast. You know, not for any reason like that. It's just for me. That's to me. That's the order of their funniness.
Just be prepared when this blow when you blow up in a few years and somebody come back and find this.
I mean, you can say it's sexist or not, but I liked her in the Mick too, so it's whatever. I like her character. She's still a good character. I'm not saying anything about flaws like that. I'm just saying, to me, in my order, that's their order of the characters that are the funniest in given situations. But she has been in a lot of my favorite episodes as, like, one of really big kind of things. Like when she was in the massacre and she was like, it was like, oh, she's going berserk. You know, she got bit. She's going berserk. You know what I'm talking about. And she was like, I'm not a zombie. I'm mad because you crashed my car.
Yeah. You're talking about in the show. Okay.
I'm saying that she's had a lot of key parts in the episodes, you know. And then, like, in the Jersey Shore episode, when her and Dennis when she gets her hair ripped out on the thing.
Oh, man, that's
it. And then they're sitting there in the hospital. Look at this girl. She probably had...
probably had a good life starting out. Started taking drugs, hanging out at the bars.
Didn't want the party to stop.
Extreme highs, get away, extreme lows.
Yeah, this shit fucking... And she, you know, I'm right here. It showed how like how far there was. I was like, Jesus right Christ. But then I thought about it and I was like, yo, I've done that same thing. Because we was at the airport dropping off Gizmo's girl at the time. And so it was me and Gizmo and my cousin Johnny. And he looks at this one lady. And she's not even 5 feet away from us. And he, like, leans over to me. And we're all just, like, blitzed. Just super fucking blazed. And he leans over to me, like... And he goes, hey. If you could only see that lady from the waist down, could you tell the back from the front?
Heck no. That's crazy. Yeah, that's... I don't know. I would have bust out laughing. She probably would have turned
around. Oh, my God. Dude.
I can't hold that in.
Me, Gizmo, and him all laughed so hard.
She knew exactly
what this lady. This lady hung her head and walked away.
Damn.
It was bad.
Publicly shamed someone. That is terrible.
I didn't. Hey, look. That was him, not me. I laughed.
I mean, hey, maybe. But that's. Maybe.
Like, you even just said it. You just said it too. You wouldn't have been able to hold in the laughter.
That is true. I would have laughed. Maybe she went home and thought about, you know, gave life a second thought. You know, maybe it was a good thing.
Now she's got a YouTube video. I did yoga because of these people talking shit about me at the airport.
They could only see me now.
Now look at me. I've got a award-winning physique. I've changed my life and everything is for the better.
All because somebody shit-talked me in front of my face.
You think that really happens?
I mean, I think it's happened before. I don't think it happens often. I think it's happened before. Somebody can be, you know, I guess, looked down on to the point that it inspires them to want to bring themselves up.
I think more often than not, though, it ends up turning into violence against others or themselves.
I would say most times it doesn't end in a positive spin. Like I said, it's... A more of a rare thing, but
I think that's why those stories are so uplifting, is when people actually do overcome that, it's something that's more highly regarded as something to be respected.
Right, but Always Sunny doesn't respect anybody, so
I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, so we gotta get something disrespectful.
Oh my god, so it's on your fourth one, because
no, this is the last one.
Is it your last one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cause.
Wait. And it is.
So how would, then how would mine be the?
Your, what you got written down?
I have five. I have them written down. Yeah.
What was the fourth one?
My fourth one was the Wedding Massacre.
That's what we was just talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I went first, because you said yeah, you, I go I first.
Did, I did, what was it? It was season 4. I don't know where it was at. It was.
Season 4.
Yeah. It was. Oh, Sweet D has a heart attack.
Sweet D has a heart attack?
Yeah, the one where she's trying to get health insurance, her and Dennis go to the gym. And the one with Mac and Charlie, they get that job and working in the mailroom.
Oh, yeah. We did talk about all that shit. I was like, my.
We're on the last one.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit. Okay, then. I guess it's on me, then, because you just went.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Got off on a fucking tangent again, man. Okay. Now, this one. Okay. I mentioned the first one earlier. And it was funny, but this one was like everything that one was, but cranked up into a whole episode where the other one, that part was just like the last part of the episode instead of being the main part of the episode. It was the gang makes Lethal Weapon 6.
Six. Because I know they made two movies. Was that the first time they made the movie?
The first time was the one that they showed the kids, and then the kid went to school in blackface after that.
Right. So the second one, that's when they did the remake. They reshot the movie, right?
Yeah, I think that's the one whenever Charlie was like, his twin got killed. In the other one and all that stuff.
And Frank played the medicine man and all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he wanted to fuck the chick at the end.
Yeah.
Or else he wouldn't film the movie.
Or he wouldn't film. Yeah. He wouldn't pay.
Yeah,
for
he wouldn't
the movie.
Fund it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I remember that one.
Yeah.
That Lethal Weapon thing they did, that was definitely funny as shit.
Yeah. Every time there's a Lethal Weapon one. Those are always the funniest ones to me because I loved Lethal Weapon as a kid. I don't know why. It was just in that time period, you know, you're like, oh yeah, Lethal Weapon. It's a cool action movie, you know?
It's a 90s thing. I've watched it several times. But their interpretation of it throughout the series is pretty hilarious. Cause how do you do a black white buddy cop with two white guys? Somebody's got to go blackface. But no other show could really pull that off without being shut down, except for them.
I think those episodes are like
banned
off of like Hulu and shit.
Yeah, that's because China owns your Hulu. People, wake up! They're censoring shit. But yeah, I know how to find it offline, online. So
I own a few of the seasons on.
Oh, I do too. Yeah, somewhere. I think they're in the closet.
You know, certain shows. I'm willing to get that.
Yeah,
go that extra.
You know, it's if you can't find it on Hulu, you can find it on disc on Amazon or whatever. So.
Yeah. No, I was just meaning, certain things I like to have hard copies of instead of having it, doing it streaming or whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, like I said, the show is just full of so much comedic gold and so much, you know, comedic satire and just the most, you know, extreme limits for regular, I guess, cable TV, you know, without being a pay station like HBO or something. I think that they've created quite the Seinfeld of this generation. It took where Seinfeld started and then took off running with it and just went completely crazy.
Yeah, I mean, both are great shows. People still to this day are like, oh, Seinfeld. They even called it back in Sunny.
Yeah, right.
That, oh,
yeah,
Seinfeld right. did it first. Oh, Seinfeld did it first.
You know, it's four of the, or five of the most ridiculous, irresponsible adults, and they somehow come together and just run havoc on, you know, anybody and everybody that they come in contact with. And for them to be able to take that formula and do it for this long, 16 season, like, that's beyond, you know, impressive and difficult, like I said, to break down small numbers, which one is great, before you know it, you start talking about the whole fucking season, and, you know, you start talking about the whole series, and it goes on and on and on.
So, yeah, I think that one of the things that makes that show so great is that the characters are all, like, people that you're like, oh, I would think it would be so hilarious to have them as my friends. But not thinking about, oh, anyone who has any interaction with these people have something detrimental something happening to their life.
To them just for having contact.
Yeah, just the interaction alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I think is so hilarious about that is that the characters are, like, lovable, but they're just the shittiest people, and they will ruin you.
Right. Yeah, but, you know, they keep me entertained for, you know, the last 15 years, so.
So what's your last one?
What was my last one?
Yeah, because I went with the Lethal Weapon 6.
Mine was, The Gang Gets Invincible. The one when they copy the movie from The New Kids on the Block. They do the Eagles tryout.
Wait. Is that where they came in there doing the fucking with the Eagle outfits on?
No. That was when they was wrestling. The one when they was trying out for the Eagles when they had the fake Donovan McNabb. And it was like, that's the guy from the Cosby Show. And he was like, yeah, that's the one he had Raven Simone. That's the guy from the Cosby Show. You all remember that one?
No, I don't remember that one.
So, they're yelling and fussing at the beginning of the episode. Charlie suggests they go outside. They're outside playing or sitting around and drinking, and then somebody throws a football, and there's like, oh, the Philadelphia Eagles are holding tryouts. So, it's like, oh, like that movie Invincible for with the New Kids from the Block guy. And he's like, yeah, so D, Mac and Dennis go out for the football team. You don't remember that one?
No,
oh
man.
My God, you have to go back and watch.
Yeah, I gotta go back and watch. God, like, I'm like,
man, that's because
I've
so
seen
hilarious.
Them, but it's just like that's one that I'm like, yo, I don't like remember that one.
It's
as
got
much.
McPoyles in it, it's got Frank and Charlie doing some fucking crazy shit. Like, it's yeah, that's. That's a great one. Since it's on my list and you haven't seen it, you have to fucking watch it.
I will watch it tonight.
They got Faison Love, the guest starring in that shit. You know him? The big black guy from, what was that show called? Oh, I can't even remember the name of the show now.
Hey, look, we're going to have to pause it for just a minute. I'm going to have to come back to you for fucking the last little second. We're going to take a break for a second. I will be right back. Now we're back. to no one out there who's really listening. I already know I don't really have any listeners like that. But, you know, hey, what if we have future listeners? It's all good.
Yeah. Somebody might see it one day.
So, it's all good. So, yeah, I haven't seen that episode.
Yeah, but you guys see it. It's early on, season 3. I think episode 7, or no, episode 2. Season 3, episode 2.
Okay. Yeah, and see, I think that's the thing, is like, I go back and watch episodes, but I watch the episodes that I typically watch from are typically from around 5 to 7, maybe right in there to 8.
Yeah.
Like, those are really, like, the seasons that I typically find myself, like, oh, those are the ones that I like, typically like and watch and everything.
They was really, you know, in their stride around those times between, I guess, 5 and 9. But, you know, I've gone all the way back to the beginning, started with the first episode, and watched it all the way through at least 10 times. Like, at a minimum 10 times. So I know just about, barring some of the newer ones, because I haven't rewatched it in a while. But up to, probably about season 13, I know every episode like the back of my fucking hand. Probably can't tell you the name of them, but I remember the episode.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, is like, I like so much debaucherous content, I guess, like that is, it's just one of those things where it's, those types of things are just the funniest types of comedy to me normally.
Yeah, same here. I tend to watch comedies that, you know, center around ridiculousness, foolishness.
A little bit of the darker aspects of things.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the not the politically correct version of everything.
Like Pepper Jack gonna have to cut a bitch.
Yeah, like exactly. Like having her stand around like a prostitute while there's somebody murdering prostitutes, you know, and then have this big ass black guy pimp on there. Like, how many shows could get away with that shit?
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things that they say that if you just say that to somebody, they're going to be like, Jesus, what are you watching?
Right.
But it's in a comedy sense, so it's something that's not taken in that same type of thing.
I think that's what you said when you first heard me watching that shit at your house. Something crazy was going on, and you're like, what the hell are you watching? And I was like, it's this fucking crazy ass show. And I remember showing it to you, and you're just like, it's fucking ridiculous. Yeah, it's good shit, man. Good shit.
Yeah. See, one of the fucking times that I remember, the first times I remember watching it was when there was that marathon going on, and me, you, and AJ was sitting around smoking and watching that marathon, and I was just like, yo, this fucking show is fucking crazy. And you was like, yeah, man, I watch this shit all the time. And I was like, yeah, dude, this show is fucking awesome. And so I started watching it from then on.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, it was back when AJ lived over there. Over there by the spot that I used to live on, that side of town, too.
Oh, well, yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, over there. Yeah, it's not like I want to announce to any... Like, if somebody stumbled across the episode, I don't want to be like, oh, yeah, well...
Let's go visit the old house.
Yeah. I don't want to draw attention to these random people, or, you know, I don't want random people to interact. I want random people to interact with random people, but not through finding their address through this show and
right.
Stalking these people.
Just see what happens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want anything like that happening. So, I guess with that being said, I guess that's the end of the episode, really.
Yeah.
You got anything to say? On the end of that?
It's always sunny. It's always a great show. You can watch it anytime.
You know when the new season's coming out?
I have not seen any mention of it yet. I'm assuming it should be...
Aren't they renewed for like 3 seasons?
Through at least, I think, season 18. Yeah. So,
So that's 2 more.
Then they got 2 more seasons, yeah. But last time it was in the fall, like November, December. So I would say hopefully in the next few months.
You think they'll try to go to 20?
I mean, it depends because, you know, they all are starting to get more exposure and get more projects and do more work. And
they're getting older and they don't want to be tied to that same project to the end.
So finding time to do everything else as you're getting older, as you're doing all these things,
And especially with having a life outside of...
Right, of just working constantly, so... But, I mean, in the Big Mo episode, they said, you know, at the end, like, shit, we'll just keep doing it until we can't do it anymore, so... Who knows how long it'll fucking last.
Yeah, because I know... Glenn Howard, and he's, you know, he does that. Does he still do the AP Bio?
No, AP Bio got canceled. I know he's shot a couple of movies lately. I don't know if they've been out yet, but...
I've only seen that one movie with him in it. The one about the coffee shop.
Oh, no. This is more professional stuff. Like, I've heard him talk about it on the... podcast, Always Sunny podcast.
Okay.
So some newer shit that he's been shooting and stuff. So
yeah, I know Charlie's and a lot of, like, I've seen him in everything from like Pacific Rim to Horrible Bosses. What was it?
On Apple TV.
After School Fight or something like that.
School Fight or something like that. Yeah, so, you know, with them all having busy schedules, you know, we just hope that we can get the most out of them that we can. But all good things must come to an end eventually.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, is nobody wants it to end like that, but, yeah. I mean,
eventually,
you know.
Eventually, yeah. There's nothing you can do about it. Things change. People move on.
Yeah, I mean... You can't keep these people in there forever because they got, like I said, they have other lives. Just their lives aren't, you know, that character. As much as you'd like that character to be real,
it's right.
Not, you know.
But.
So. Well, just like nobody wants that to end. Nobody wants this to end. But we are ending. So. Peace out to the... world, like, comment, subscribe, all that bullshit.
Social media, get at me. Peace.
Yay, yay. Hit us up. Peace. Oh.